From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The New York State Attorney General has filed a lawsuit asking a judge to dissolve President Trump's Family Charitable Foundation. The lawsuit claims Trump engaged in persistent illegal conduct for more than a decade to benefit his personal, business, and political interests. Associated Press correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
New York's acting attorney general charged the Donald J. Trump Foundation, organized as a charity, acted as a pass-through for Trump's legal bills and private purchases, and come 2016 for presidential campaign spending. The suit seeks the dissolution of the foundation and the return of more than $2.8 million, plus additional penalties. It also demands that Trump be barred for at least 10 years from serving on the board of any New York nonprofit, as well as one-year bans on his children, Donald Jr., Eric, and Ivanka, who are on the Trump Foundation board. The president dismissed the suit in a tweet, calling it ridiculous. Warren Levinson, New York.
North Korean state television on Thursday showed video of President Trump saluting a North Korean general at Tuesday's summit in Singapore. As Trump greeted several officials in the North Korean delegation, he reached out to shake the hand of the three-star general, who instead saluted Trump. Trump saluted the general in return, and then the men shook hands. White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders said Trump's salute was a, quote, common courtesy. North and South Korea held high-level military talks to ease cross-border tensions. The talks happening for the first time in more than a decade on Thursday. The meeting took place just 2 days after President Trump floated his plan to end joint military exercises with South Korea while talks with North Korea are underway. Thursday's talks were held in the border village of Panmunjom. This is VOA News. China's